You're back with us at goldseek.com radio. Today's featured guest, Bill Murphy from Gata.org. Bill Murphy at the helm of Gold Antitrust Action Committee, Gata, with Chris Powell working on behalf of all global citizens trying to get that gold price where it ought to be.
Great to be here, Chris. Thanks.
Thanks for making time for us today. You know, Bill, a lot of interesting activity, as usual, in these markets. The whole dynamics of the trading world seems to have changed.
Well, I'm sure that's true, Chris, and I know the way you're looking at it. To me, ironically enough, recently, gold and silver have been just so strange. I mean, quite frankly, they go dead. In the overnight markets, and in Asia, and the access markets, and so on, sometimes in London, they're extremely volatile and active, just what you're talking about. And then they're active here when we get started. And they go comatose. They kind of just stop. Why it's so wild in all these other markets, I know they're not as liquid, but that has been a huge change of late and something that I'm coming on myself and my own stuff that I get out there. So I don't know, but I can say that I think what we're seeing in gold and silver is nothing compared to what is coming, where we'll really see volatility once this gold cartel, as we call it, loses control of this manipulation.
You've been calling for a bottom. Almost every one of our guests agrees here with those sentiments, at least behind the scenes. Some of the more seasoned veterans with really deep pockets, I'm talking billionaires, are stepping up to the plate. Some of the more notable names, Stanley Druckenmiller, just a hedge fund legend, George Soros, just loading up on some of the big names, the Barrick Gold. And if they were to corner something like Seabridge Gold or some smaller company, well, they'd be putting up the price on themselves. That might present a big opportunity for the retail investor.
After a while, they mentioned the big names. Biggest hedge fund manager has been very public lately about gold. Ray Dalio was an old friend of mine, and I was there when he got Bridgewater started, way at the very, very beginning. So we've got a lot of stories there. But I think it's a big deal that this big, smart money's moving in, and they've been public about it. But short term, it doesn't mean anything when the gold cartel goes into action. They just dropped gold $100. And $80 in just a period of weeks and went to a big base like it was nothing. It's also, I think, to me, ironic that all of a sudden you get J.P. Morgan a couple of weeks ago, a week ago, going public on gold and a lot of the banks. All of a sudden everyone's getting bullish and the price goes straight down. It's very bizarre behind the scenes, but in terms of what you're talking about, yeah, it's a big deal. And I think more and more people are beginning to realize how artificially low, cheap, suppressed these gold and silver prices are. And the gold cartel went all out to get their way again, to get speculators out of the gold market, which they succeeded. And silver, for some reason, it has not occurred yet. But they've been doing this for year after year after year, and they've done it again, and they fleece the speculators, and then they'll get out, and then the technical systems will turn, and the specs will get back in again, and they will get short again. And until the gold cartel blows up, we're not going anywhere. But do I think they're going to blow up? Absolutely. It's coming.
You know, when the metals were correcting over the past 4 weeks, crude oil still bumping around $50 a barrel. I mean, this is a sea change. I mean, we were under $30 a barrel. The CRB, of course, heavily impacted by crude oil, but it's also turned the corner. And when the rest of the commodities were suffering, you know, and the dollar going up a bit, I like to see the wind at our backs. We've had, you know, gale force winds. Now we've got more positives. It might cushion the impact of the correction that obviously had to come. Kind of leads to the next point that I had, and that is the gold ETFs. And for the first time in years, the bulk of ETF money coming from the retail and the public investor, from the everyday 401k and retirement fund and pension fund, is flowing into the StreetTrex GLD, the gold ETF, something to the tune of 20 to 23 times more money just flowed into the GLD as compared to equities and bond funds. I'd like to know if you think that this shift is a permanent trend change.
I'd look at it a little differently. I think it's horrendous what gold and silver have just done with other commodities doing so well and oil where it is. And it just shows how bad and desperate, every word you want to use, the gold cartel is to take the prices down. They shouldn't have corrected like this. This is just horrendous. And it's this kind of thing that's kept these prices underwater for so long and stopped what should have been much, much higher prices than where they are. And what I'm getting to is you wonder, there doesn't seem to be any rules with these ETFs. And is this demand, which is easy for these institutions to get to take part of, is it siphoning away from real gold and silver demand that maybe not going back in the markets? I mean, I don't know what's going on there, if anything. But I know we can't. A lot of us suspect some of this gold and silver and these ETFs is used to hit the market when they need it, because the custodians of were the bad guys of today and yesteryear, J.P. Morgan and HSBC, and this is known stuff, and doesn't smell right to me. And yes, on the surface, it's great, and it's what we want to see. But I wonder if at times it's being used against us when they feel it's necessary, like just happened with gold dropping from 1,300 to 1,200.
By buying up the ETFs, are we unwittingly funding the bad guys' firepower, as I think you alluded to drop bullion on the market and cap the price? You know, the Royal Canadian Mint, Australia's Perth Mint, the British Royal Mint, and even sometimes the U.S. Mint, all rationing coins, gold and silver coins, due to supply and manufacturing issues. Where might they procure such supply, you know, with the help of ETFs? While this may help the cartel long term, there's no stopping the inevitable.
Well, of course, I think exactly like you on that one, Chris, 100%. I mean, when the gold cartel, as we call it, you know, the bullion banks, U.S. government, BIS, et cetera, lose control of this scheme, prices won't go up slowly. They will explode. And especially silver, which becomes more of a joke every month, every year. It's just ridiculous. And it's going to be something else. And it's something that I feel strongly about and I talk about with our people all the time.
Silver, you can essentially buy it right now in a finished form, not just a rough bullion bar, but in a finished form through junk coins, if you will, or what are they calling them? You know, pre-64, 90% silver U.S. coins, and sometimes less than the manufacturing and production cost. That's just absurd. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's a non sequitur. It doesn't follow. So eventually, when people recognize how far out of kilter the situation has become, we have the perfect example today. If this just sounds like hubris on our part, take a look at the XAU, up 100% from its lows. You know, I know we've been through four or five tough weeks here. From the lows, it had 130, 140% move from peak to trough in just a matter of months. I mean, imagine what bullion could do one day when these artificial paper contracts are eliminated from the equation.
Well, I think that the great action of the shares all year long, even with this big correction in gold and silver, we're enduring now. Heck, silver's corrected 50% already, leading towards what's coming in the precious metals. In other words, this move has been extraordinary in the shares. If it holds at present levels and start moving up again, I mean, it's saying that we have something big coming down the road. And that's what this big money that you were talking about earlier, that's what they say, these smart guys, not just smart guys, legends, you know, zillionaires, they know what's coming and they know why. And the gold cartel can only get away with it so much longer, and if they're just going to have a retreat, it's going to be something else.
And they can afford, you know, unlike many of us, they can afford to have the timing off a bit. When you're a billionaire, you know, if you buy gold a year, year and a half early, who cares? Get in the right place and go play golf or go see a movie or go to the mountains, go to the park. But get that solid core position. You're not going to go wrong. Anything that we've missed today?
No, I think you did a great job here, Chris. And I just think that patience is required right now. This is what they've intended to do. The only concern would be whether they're trying to extend this suppression operation through the election, because gold is down is what they like, and Dow up is what they like, because the politicians and money want the status quo, and I have no idea. I just hope something serendipitous comes along, that if that is their plan, this gold cartel, that it interferes with it, and the odds are pretty good that something will surface that they don't anticipate. So we've just watched this latest raid, and it worked. Now we need to see it start to get, you know, blow back in their faces. So that's what we both do, is pay close attention to it and then let our people know when it's happening.
Sure. And, you know, it's easy to expect now that a bottom may be in place that it's nothing but happy days again. But I would just remind our listeners that before silver blasted from that, you know, remember that $14 to $15 range back in 2010. For those of us that are technically inclined, if you'll think about it, it sat there doing nothing. Gold was roaring higher. Silver stubbornly sitting in this trading range for, I don't know, a year, maybe a year and a half. And it was just building up energy, building up momentum. This is the takeaway point I hope our listeners get today. Maybe this backing and filling, sine wave-like action isn't such a bad thing. Just loading the cannon. I mean, we ran from 15 to 50, but they can take years to build up that momentum.
For me, the key in silver is 1850. It takes out that, you'll get your 50 print much faster than the prior time it took, the 9 months it took last time.
You called that on the show. 1850 just knocked it right on its head. We have to surpass that hurdle before we can get 26 and then hopefully 30. There's some pretty solid, I think, resistance around 30, 31, 50. And if we can then blast through all of that, think of it as another trip around the sun. It's inevitable. Now, does that mean we don't have to back and fill for a year and a half? We just don't know, but it's just a matter of time. Bill Murphy, Gotta.org, La Metropole Cafe. Tell folks more about the excellent services you provide.
Well, my colleague Chris Powell does a great job at Gotta.org. Sign up to get on his list. And I've been in my business, LaMetropoleCafe.com, since September of 1998. And been there a long time. And people can sign up for a two-week free trial and see if it's of value. Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.
The gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity. Brazil Resources, based in the eighth largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation, almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves. Industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank, and founding director. Their São Jorge project is 100% owned with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes three deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their RIA project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in South Central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember, to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond, your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice. Bye.